Today on the Travel Guys.
In the news, hotels are making it easier to eat healthy while you're on the road.
At 2:15, consumer reporter Ed Perkins is going to stop by to share the latest travel websites to help you get the best deals.
At the bottom of the hour, we're joined by travel legend Pauline Frommer, who is here to help you find that special destination to break out of your travel rut.
In our entertainment segment, we'll feature KVIE Spring Art Event and a local festival for the family.
All that and more today with Mark and Tom on the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man.
Hit the road. Hit the road, Jack.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Chicks. I want a roof. Safe dancing.
That's entertainment.
Lift. Go on with the show.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. It's time for another episode of the Travel Guys and Entertainment Radio program. I'm Tom Romano, along with Sports Leisure Vacations' Mark Hoffman. We got a lot of stuff to get covered today, so let's jump right into it. First, starting off with what we always begin the program with, and that's Mark with the travel news.
Today in the travel news, California firefighters are helping to protect a rainforest from a volcano in Hawaii. National Park Service officials in Hawaii say more firefighters are arriving from California to help fight a lava-sparked wildfire at Kilauea Volcano. The fire in the east rift of the volcano is threatening a rainforest that shelters endangered species. Lava from the Kamoamoa fissure eruption sparked the fire on March 13th. The fire has grown to 3 square miles with no estimated containment date. Hotels are putting healthier choices on their menus. Forget those late-night cheeseburgers ordered from room service. Hotels are increasingly filling menus with low-calorie, low-fat options so you can eat healthy on the road. As an example, Hilton will feature low-calorie, low-fat breakfast options at all of its hotels by the end of April. And Courtyard by Marriott began listing calories on menu boards posted in its new hotel bistros in June. Today's savvy and health-conscious diners and travelers demand options to eat as they do at home, says Beth Scott, Vice President of Food and Beverage Strategy and Innovation at Hilton Worldwide. Cheeseburgers are still the top seller, but fresh fruit, steel-cut oatmeal, and Greek yogurt have become the most requested breakfast items, she says. Choice is key. If they want to indulge, it should be by choice, not by necessity. AirTran stockholders have okayed a $1.4 billion sale to Southwest. AirTran Airways shareholders voted Wednesday to sell the discount airline to bigger rival Southwest, completing a merger. The deal would give Southwest Airlines a foothold in Atlanta, the largest U.S. city it doesn't already serve, and routes to Mexico and the Caribbean. Southwest still needs approval from federal antitrust regulators before it can close the deal, which it expects to do within the next 3 months. Southwest CEO Gary Kelly said this week that Southwest plans to continue service to all of AirTran's destinations, some of which are smaller than the cities on Southwest's current route map. Kelly also said Southwest will keep AirTran's smaller Boeing 717 aircraft, which would alter Southwest's Boeing all 737 fleet. Recommendations are in from a travel of panel and security experts assembled by the U.S. Travel Association to examine airport security. The group's goals included increasing efficiency at Transportation Security Administration checkpoints, decreasing passenger wait times, and screening passengers based on risk. The panel made a number of recommendations, including implementing a trusted traveler program and refocusing resources on the highest risk passengers, improving preparation of passengers by better communicating security rules and regulations, and encouraging fewer carry-on bags by standardizing rules and requiring airlines to allow one check bag as part of a passenger's base airfare. This was met from the airlines by an uproar. TSA, if you remember, encountered about $260 million in extra charges last year because they were forced to handle all of the bags that passengers carried onto the airplane that they used to check now that airlines are charging for checked bags. TripAdvisor advised its members Thursday that an unauthorized third party had stolen part of the website's member email list, but said no passwords were taken. The website said in an email that most members would be unaffected by the incident. Only a portion of members' email addresses were taken, and all member passwords remain secure, the website's CEO, Steve Coffer, said in the email, although he added that some members may receive unsolicited emails or spam as a result. And finally, in today's travel news, uneasy tourists shun Japan amid radiation fears. Broadcast worldwide images of Japan's crippled nuclear complex and reports of food and water contaminated by radiation have battered its reputation as a safe destination, which has triggered an avalanche of cancellations by foreign tourists. In Ginza, a famous Tokyo shopping district, the foreign tourists who usually throng family-owned kimono stores and upmarket outlets like Prada are nowhere to be seen. The streets are plunged into gloom in the evening as lights are shut off early due to power outages. No estimates for losses for airlines, hotels, and other travel businesses has been announced. A Japanese tourism official said it was much too early to count the cost. Japanese officials are frustrated that the United States, South Korea, and other nations warn travelers to avoid the entire country, not just the Northeast. Areas like Kyoto and Okinawa are basically unaffected by the triple disaster. And that is the travel news for today.
Thanks, Mark. Now, coming up in just a couple of minutes here on the Travel Guys, we'll have consumer reporter Ed Perkins. He's going to stop by and share the latest travel websites to help you get the best deals. That's next here on the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
Welcome back to the Travel Guys. Mark Hoffman along with Tom Romano here. And our next guest is Ed Perkins. Ed has joined us before. Ed is a contributing writer for Tribune Media Services. Ed has been writing about travel for consumers for many, many, many years. And Ed is joining us today and specifically to share some information about some travel websites that, well, I spent a few minutes looking around them, and I think they've got some things that will be helpful to you. Good afternoon, Ed.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Ed. I was talking to Mark a little earlier, and he's quite the admirer of yours, I might say.
Well, that's very flattering indeed.
And the reason is, Mark?
Well, the reason is because Ed has been writing travel for so long, and he knows everything there is to know about travel. I mean, Ed was big on travel before the Internet.
And that's why he's our guest today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ed is joining us from Ashland, Oregon. Absolutely one of the prettiest towns in the United States. Ed, tell us about these travel sites. Now, you've got four that you wrote about here. The first one is called Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
That's right. And it's based in London. And its shtick is to be a, quote, as they say, boutique hotel expert. And they list small, somewhat sometimes off the beaten path, boutique hotels, including some bed and breakfasts. And they're the kinds of things that you may not find on Hotels.com or Priceline or some of those big mass market sites.
Okay. And another one that you mentioned was iStopover.
That's an interesting site in that it doesn't necessarily have an awful lot of individual or exclusive content, but it has a very good search system where you can – it's for vacation rentals, by the way.
Okay.
Where you can filter them by a whole bunch of variables that are supposedly help find exactly the right place for you.
So if you're traveling with your children or you're traveling with another couple or you're planning some sort of reunion, the type of vacation – and vacation rentals have become incredibly popular in recent years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been pushing that for a long, long time, and there are some huge advantages to vacation rentals over ordinary accommodations. I mean, for anything other than one or two overnights.
This looks like a place where you could actually rent a home. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. A lot of these places are complete homes. And, again, you can filter them by how many people you got or what sort of thing you want to do or what kind of location you want. There's a whole laundry list of filters that you can use to see hope that pops out of this huge database that pops out something that you really would like. I mean, this is one of the problems with these internet sites in general and things like this. You know, you go to one of the biggies, like in the Home Away family, and they've got 300,000 or 400,000 listings.
So by the time you pick through them, it's total chaos.
It takes you a long time to find out, gee, this is what I really want.
Okay, tell us about the next one. And I should remind folks who are listening on the radio that if you go to travelguysradio.com, we'll have a list of all the links to all of these sites. So don't worry about if you're out driving around in your car getting in an accident trying to write these down, because we'll have them all for you on the website. You can go to them whenever you have time, travelguysradio.com. The next one on your list, Ed, was Room 77 that lays out floor plans?
Yeah, it's if any of your listeners have ever seen these typical cruise ship brochures that show plans deck by deck where all the rooms are, and you know the doubles are coated in yellow, and the ocean side ones are coated in green, and so on. That's what these guys do with hotels. On a floor by floor, they show you the layout of the rooms, and they will color them by a couple of basic differentiation, like maybe the rooms with a view and rooms that don't have a view and that kind of thing.
Right. Look, it looks to me like you can actually find out, you think you've got a room with a view, and you turn out it's a view of the backside of some other building.
Yeah, and they'll tell you that.
Now they've it looks like it's a little bit limited right now. It says they have 425,000 hotel rooms in 16 major cities. So if you are in one of these cities and staying in one of the hotels they have pictures of, you conceivably could pick your own room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they give you two ways to do this. Once you've picked the hotel, you can either click through to one of the big booking sites. I forget right now which one it is, but one of the big guys, or they give you a link directly to the hotel where you can call somebody and say, I want to make a reservation, but I want room 1765, and which you can't do if you go through hotels.com or somebody.
And
there
are many hotels now, Tom, that are actually encouraging guests. If you have a specific room, you know, a request, why just please tell us, and if we can accommodate you, if you want 365, maybe that's unavailable, but 465 might be available. That might be, it gives the hotel an opportunity. One more is on your list that has come up a lot recently, Ed, is HipMonk.
Yeah, this is the other three were hotels. This one's for airfares. And it doesn't have any individual new exclusive content, but it has a really clever way of displaying the fares and the flights. And it also, the default search is by what the people at the site call an agony factor, which is a combination based on price, the total trip duration, and the number of stops.
I know that factor.
Yeah. And what it does is that it displays a grid, and each flight is represented, each flight at a given price point from a given airline is represented by a bar. And if it's a solid bar, that means it's a nonstop flight. If it's a bar with a white gap in the middle, mm-hmm. why the length is the length of the bar represents the total length of the flight, and the length of the white gap is the amount of time you have to spend at a connecting airport.
It's pretty neat. I'm looking at it right now, and it's a great way to kind of see.
It's a great visual, yeah.
Yeah, where the long layover might be, what the most efficient way of getting there might be. Suddenly you're looking at the nonstop flights versus the connecting flights and stuff like that. Those are all wonderful websites. Ed, before I let you go, you had a piece, and we'll link this to our website also, but since we just have a minute here. But you talked about business class fares and about how sometimes what looks like a great price on a business class fare might not be all it's cracked up to be.
That's right. There are two sources of discounted business class tickets. One of them, which is tickets from consolidators, and that's going to be the subject of a whole different discussion sometime. But those are legitimate. The airline is selling them through these backdoor agencies just to fill up seats. But the problem ones are the ones that are selling frequent flyer awards. And if any of your listeners have ever tried to get a frequent flyer award, particularly in business class, they know that just having the award is getting about 5% of the way you have to go. It's finding the seat that's the problem. So you do not want to touch those with a 10-foot pole. And if you're ever looking at a discounted business class fare, you have to make very sure that you're getting a consolidator fare and not a fare that comes from a coupon broker, which is what these people are called, who sell frequent flyer awards.
And cheap plug here, Tom, for Ben Schlappig, our blogger.
Right.
Ben, this is what Ben does for a living while he's still in college, is he helps people find the award ticket that they're looking for. Because as Ed's talking about, the fact that you have the miles and the ability to get the award doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be anywhere close to getting what it is that you need to get for that number of miles. And the deal with these frequent flyer awards is that, first of all, in most cases, it's illegal. It's against the airline's rules. And in many cases, you're trying to do something and hope that you don't get caught. And if you do get caught, you may find yourself holding a ticket that is entirely worthless.
That's right. And they may also, depending upon circumstances, decide to nuke your frequent flyer account. So, no, it's just a really bad idea for every reason. But the main one, again, is that it's so hard to get the seat. So that just having the award doesn't get you much.
No, and I can attest to that as traveling in Europe on a discounted fare, and I said, gee, I'd like to use my miles to upgrade. And they said, well, Mr. Hoffman, then you'll have to have a fare that's about $400 more than the one that you have in order to be able to use your miles to upgrade. And then ensued a conversation that really wasn't all that pleasant, especially if you were the reservations agent on the other side. Ed, some great information as always. We will refer folks to travelguysradio.com. Ed writes for Smarter Travel and also for Tribune Media Services and is a regular guest here on the Travel Guys. And how could they reach you personally, Ed, if they had a question for you?
My email is eperkins@mind.net, as in I'm losing my mind.
Okay.
Ed, thank you so much for your time today, and we look forward to talking to you next time.
Wonderful.
Thanks, Ed. You're listening to The Travel Guys here on News Talk 1530 KFBK. You're listening to The Travel Guys and Entertainment right here on News Talk 1530 KFBK, and we have great guests, and one of the reasons is Mark is well-connected. And Mark, our guest, we've had on before, haven't we?
We have. Just a couple of weeks ago at the New York Times Travel Show, I was privileged to be able to sit in on a couple of seminars presented by Arthur and Pauline Frommer, and many of you will know that name because you've seen that name on books and articles and columns and all over. It's probably the most familiar name in the travel world, and it's a reputation that is well deserved. And joining us on the air this afternoon is Pauline Frommer. Good afternoon, Pauline.
Good afternoon. What a lovely introduction. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I have to tell you that, as I told you off the air before we started, that one of the highlights for me of the New York Times Travel Show is going and listening to what you and your father have to say, and because I know you're always going to talk about something that's on people's minds. And one of the things that, as a tour operator, that I am challenged with every year, because I have a lot of repeat clients, mm-hmm. is finding new things for them to do.
Yeah.
And as we now get, the baby boomers are incorporating themselves into the mature travel group, and they want different things than previous mature travelers wanted, and they're willing to take their clothes off and,
so
go into a... They're willing to go into a spa and get a massage or do some things that perhaps weren't as traditional for the other mature travelers. And you had some terrific ideas on some ways that people could kind of push the envelope a little bit.
Well, I think that vacations are much less one-size-fits-all than they used to. People are taking their hobbies or taking their interests, and they're putting them into their travels, or they're experimenting with new ways of traveling. One of the greatest things to do when you travel is to have a learning vacation, obviously whenever you travel, there's learning involved, but by going to one of the great institutions of learning around the world, you can can have an experience that feels like going back to college, but without the tests. You don't have to take exams when you go to Oxford University or Cornell or St. John's in New Mexico or one of the other many institutions that need to keep their professors busy.
And so
you can
actually stay on the campus and immerse yourself into a study program.
Yeah, absolutely. Even in famed Oxford or Cambridge University, you stay in these dorms. You eat in dining halls that were actually used as the backdrop for the Harry Potter movies.
And if I remember correctly, your dad, who is a huge Harry Potter fan, was talking about, and he has been to Oxford and had this experience.
He actually did it after I did it. I did it many years ago, studying Shakespeare. He studied ancient Egyptian archaeology, but it's an incredible experience because you're studying with the actual dons who teach the very, very, very brilliant students who go there. You're not allowed to wear the black robes, as students do, but other than that, it's the same experience. In the morning, you actually have a man called a scout who wakes you up. He knocks on your door and presents you with a cup of steaming hot tea. So it's very, very British and very exciting.
What a different and unique experience. You also talked about something that is growing in popularity, and that is what we refer to as voluntourism.
Yes, and you know, it used to be that in order to do voluntourism, you had to put aside a week or two or even three, and the programs involved tended to be a little pricey because if you were tagging sharks in the middle of the Atlantic or helping children in a Romanian orphanage, a bit of what you paid or a good chunk of what you paid went to help support the program. Those programs are still around. They're still incredible, such companies as Global Volunteers, Habitat for Humanity, Earthwatch, just to name a few, do them. But it's also possible to spend just 1 or 2 days of your vacation volunteering. For example, if you're going to Disney World, I highly, highly recommend you contact in advance of going the Give the Kids the World Village. This is where the kids who are in the Make-A-Wish program stay. These are all children and their families who are facing life-threatening diseases. And this beautiful resort has been opened up for them. It's entirely run by volunteers. And you could spend an evening, as I did recently, creating banana splits for the kids and seeing, you know, smiles burst over their faces. It really was the most magical thing, sorry, Disney, that you can do in Orlando. It really is an extraordinary experience. Or in Hawaii, you can help scientists with the annual whale count. There's so many different things you can do in places all over the world, and they can just be part of your vacation. You don't have to devote your entire vacation to voluntourism.
Pauline, you have a great website. Is it fromers.com?
Fromers.com, absolutely. And my father writes a daily blog there where you can read whatever's on his mind about travel, and it's usually pretty interesting.
Yeah, it is pretty fascinating. I read it on a regular basis now. You know, you're talking about volunteerism, and one of the things your stories remind me, a couple of years ago, we took folks to Santa Claus, Indiana, and it was in December, and obviously it was why we went, and all the letters that are addressed to Santa Claus in the United States that don't have a real address are sent to the post office in Santa Claus, Indiana, and the folks there answer every letter. Mm-hmm. And so our folks had the opportunity to sit down for a couple of hours and help answer the letters to Santa Claus. And they were uplifting and heartbreaking and, all of those things pulling at your heartstrings. And it was just a tremendous – people who were there, it was years ago, but they still talk about the night that we answered letters to Santa Claus. So volunteerism is something that really can enrich a travel experience.
Oh, yeah. It enriches it in so many ways. Not only are you doing something good, but you're traveling with the best sort of people, people who are drawn to volunteer. Your vacations tend to be great, great folks to travel with. And also, many volunteer vacations get you right into the heart of the community. You know, it can be so hard to meet locals when you travel and have meaningful interactions. That's a given with most volunteer vacations.
Pauline, before we let you go today, you're traveling all over the country, and you and Arthur are talking at travel shows. And give me the hottest destination, the place right now, if you could just get up and go, where would you go?
Oh, gosh. I would go to the Big Island right now, the Big Island of Hawaii, mostly because a Kilauea volcano is erupting.
Oh, well, and... now wait. You don't send people to into the fire, what?
No, but the park is still open. There are ways to view it in a safe manner.
I'm just teasing. I've been there, and it's not
spectacular, isn't it?
I was standing on the caldera of Kilauea just a couple of weeks ago, and we were watching as the little wisp of steam came up, and I was explaining to the person with me that this erupts from time to time, and it's wiped out a subdivision at one time. And Kilauea is not a dome volcano; it's a caldera, so it's like Yellowstone in that it bubbles out of the ground in different places, and
you just got to know where the flow goes.
Apparently the lava is shooting 60 feet into the air right now. It should be just spectacular.
And my only point would be, here is Pauline Frommer on the phone, and even she loves the idea of going to see a volcano erupting. It's no wonder the helicopter companies on the Big Island go nuts every time this happens.
Well, I was in Guatemala last year, and I climbed Pacaya volcano, where my daughter and I roasted marshmallows over the lava. And
wow.
Yeah, it's a thrill.
That's awesome. Well, Pauline, thank you so much for your time today. And we will catch up with you down the road. You and Arthur travel safely, okay?
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Pauline Frommer with us today on The Travel Guys. Welcome back to the Travel Guys. The entertainment portion of our program today is dedicated to a couple of special events that are coming up in our community. And the first involves public television station KVIE. And with us here is Heath Buckmaster. Heath is the director of fundraising events for the station, but he's here to tell us about something exciting that's coming up if you are an arts person that you might want to be a part of. Heath?
Thanks, Mark. So on April 6th from 6:30 to 9 p.m., KVIE will have our brand new Spring for the Arts event. This event is a live and silent auction with a gallery store, a new artist collaborative display, jewelers, free food and wine, live music. It's an evening that's been designed for entertainment, but more specifically, gallery quality art for every budget.
So this is something that people attend as opposed to something that people would watch on the air.
Absolutely. We do have our televised auction, which happens every fall. However, this is our spring kickoff for our major arts events. It's an event at the studio. People can go online and register for the event at kvie.org/springarts. It is free. We encourage people to dress business casual and come and enjoy the event, browse some art, meet some artists, and have a good time.
Wow, that's pretty cool, Tom. That sounds like something might be up your alley.
Well, absolutely. I have been a big fan of KVIE and all the specials that they put on, and of course I enjoy watching Mark Hoffman and Clayton Whitehead, and particularly Clayton on the auction doing what they do best.
It sounds like you're going to have a lot of things going on. You're going to have art that people can buy.
Yes.
I mean, the object of this is to get people to see. You said it's free and it's not on the air, so the object of this is to make money.
Absolutely. We will have 15 pieces in a live auction, over 100 pieces in a silent auction.
Give me some idea of what type of art people might expect to find.
Well, so we will have an entire gallery of watercolor, photography, still art, sculptures, many of the things that people would expect to see in our televised auction. But this is no longer what we would consider leftovers from the art auction. This is brand new art that has been recently donated by artists from galleries in the area. These are things that people have not seen before.
So this is a brand new event for KVIE.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so this will be one of a kind of art. Correct?
Yes. In fact, KVIE is really pleased that we really try to focus on original pieces of art by the artist. Many of them could be original prints, signed prints, original watercolors, original designs. You're just not going to find these same pieces out in a store.
Is this a silent auction?
We will have a silent auction at the event.
So it's the evening of April the 6th. We will have a link to the KVIE website and to the event on travelguysradio.com. So if you just go to our website, you can get any of the information for any of the guests on today's program, including Heath. Heath, I wish you guys the best of success. My feelings about public television are fairly widely known, I think, in this town. My company has been a supporter of KVIE for a lot of years. You guys do a tremendous job out there. I know times are tough right now, so I hope that folks in the community will come out and spend an evening and spend a buck or two.
Thank you for having me, and we look forward to seeing all of your viewers at the event.
Outstanding. Heath Buckmaster from KVIE, television worth watching, right here on The Travel Guys.
Mark, we have another special guest to kind of wrap up our entertainment section today on an event that's coming up here in Sacramento that's been coming up every year for, what, how many years? 25?
20 years. Nicole Zamora, who is with the Festival de la Familia, which is next Sunday.
It is. It is next Sunday. And Mark and Tom, are you guys ready to travel to over 20 Latin countries without even leaving Sacramento?
Oh, yeah.
This sounds like something that could be fun.
I like the price.
Definitely fun. You'll grab a passport to fun as you enter CalExpo on Sunday, April 3rd at the Festival de la Familia. You'll get your passport stamped as you travel to three different stages of music and dance.
You're celebrating, not only is this 20 years, which is a long time for a festival to survive, but you're honoring some special people at this event, too.
We definitely are. There are 20 families that have been selected, and they will be honored at the festival on one of the stages on Sunday, April 3rd.
Now, these are folks who have been a part of the festival or people who are being honored from the community? How did you choose these folks?
The folks were chosen based on not only does one individual help out for the festival, you didn't have to help out all 20 years, but you've had to have played a vital role, and it had to be a family. So a lot of our board of directors, a lot of folks that just come out and help, they don't only come themselves. They bring mom, they bring dad, they bring kids. Everybody's there. You know, some of the folks that are being honored have helped decorate CalExpo.
Now, this is an all-day event at CalExpo from 10 to 6. There is an admission, $10 general admission ticket.
Yes, but if you go online and for you KFBK listeners, you enter the discount code KFBK, you'll be able to get discounted tickets.
So go to Travel Guys Radio. Remember, that's the place to get all the listings for all the guests on the show today. Go to Travel Guys Radio, and when you click on the Festival de la Familia link and you go to buy tickets, enter KFBK in the discount window, and then you'll get a special price.
But if you're looking to volunteer and help us out as well, we would love you to come volunteer. Of course, that just takes your time. And
that can be done on the website also.
Definitely. And the festival only exists because of lovely volunteers.
So this is music and food and just a whole day of Latin culture.
Exactly. Everything from soccer to puppet making to Cuban, Colombian food, an open dance stage so you can get out there and dance.
Well, that leaves me out there. Yeah.
No. Wonderful instructors to help you learn new moves.
Nicole, thank you.
I can use some new moves.
Yeah, I was going to mention that myself, but I wanted to be polite. Nicole, thank you so much. Festival de la Familia is next Sunday, April the 3rd at CalExpo from 10 to 6. $10 for general admission, special price for seniors, kids under 12 are free. Go to travelguysradio.com. Remember, if you buy tickets online, enter KFBK in the discount code, you'll get a special price.
Thank you
so much for coming in and sharing with us.
Thank you, you guys.
And thank you. That just about wraps up the Travel Guys radio program for today. I'm Tom Romano, along with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. Next week, we'll be joined by our travel gadget guy, John Holloway. We'll find out what's been going on in the travel news at that time with Mark and so much more. And don't forget, visit travelguysradio.com for information about the guests that we had on the program today, as well as your opportunity to podcast any of our previous radio programs. Again, thanks for being with us each and every Sunday, 2 to 3, for the Travel Guys and Entertainment Radio program. Stay dry, and we'll see you next week.